We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Zayin Tziv Vav, says the Mechaber, Aser Lechashiv Cheshbonos, Afilu Im Avru, Kon Kach Lekach Otzesi, Al Davar Ploni. It is prohibited to make calculations of how much you spend on a certain item, how much you are going to spend on a certain item that you used, etc. Such as, this is how much I spent on the following thing. V'davka Shadayin Sachar Apolim Etzel. However, this is only true if the workers are still there that have done the work for you. Avalim Param Kvar, but if you already paid the workers, you already paid for the item, mutter, then it is permitted, because it is only prohibited to discuss cheshbonos that are actually shayach. However, cheshbonos that are already done, and you're just trying to think about how much money you actually spent, so those are called cheshbonos shel mabakach. They really don't have any value, those cheshbonos, since you already spent the money, and therefore they are permitted to discuss. Siv Zayin, Mutter Lomar Lechavero, Hanir Bein Nechash Etucha Lamod Imi La'erev, Afal Pi Shemitol Kach Mevin Shetzarech Lo La'erev L'Sachro. It is permitted to say to one's friend, or a non-Jew, do you think you can come to me tonight? Even though it is clear that the other person will understand that you want him to do malacha for you later on. You cannot say to him straight up, be ready to do something for me tonight. The Mishnah Berurah explains, if what you say is only b'derech remez, that you want him to do work for you after Shabbos, then that is considered to be hear her. But if you say, be ready to do something for me tonight, that is included in dibur. Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that even though you didn't say what you want him to do, you just said, be ready to do something for me tonight, since everybody that hears knows that you are planning on hiring him to do something, that's why it is prohibited. As opposed to just saying, do you think you could come over tonight, where that is not the case. Sivches, Yachol lomar lechavero, lekrach ploni ani holech lamachar, v'chein mutter lomar lo, leich imi lekrach ploni lamachar, kevin shahayom yachol leilech alidei, burganin. Even though we said it is prohibited to say that you are going to do a malacha after Shabbos, if what you're saying is not a straight-up malacha, but there is a way to do it in a permitted fashion, then it is permitted to say that you're going to do it. For example, you can tell your friend, I am going to the following place tomorrow. Or say, can you come with me to the following place tomorrow? Even though it was outside of the tchum, since if there were berganin, there were huts, it would be permitted to go that way, it is going to be permitted to say it. So to anything, any malacha, which there's a mutter fashion to do it, you can say that you are going to do it tomorrow, and it is permitted. As long as you don't tell him that you are planning on paying him for doing that malacha. For example, if there was a mutter way of washing dishes, you would be able to say, I'm going to wash the dishes tonight, such as if you're going to use cold water, you're not going to use a sponge, and you need those dishes for today, let's say. So it will be permitted to say, I am going to wash the dishes after Shabbos. However, if there is no permissible fashion of doing the malacha, then it is prohibited to say that you are going to do that after Shabbos, even if the prohibition is only in the Siddur Rabbanan, such as if you have a muksa item that you want to get, that you want to carry, etc. You are not allowed to say, I am going to get this muksa item, since you are not allowed to be mental to the muksa because of an Issur Darabanan. You can't say that you are going to do that prohibited action after Shabbos either. You can also not be mashach ala tchum, stand next to the tchum in order to be able to go get them right after Shabbos. The Rama adds, v'chein lo yomar es adavar ploni lamachar. The Mishnah Berurah explains that not only the Rama is stating that not only is it prohibited to tell a friend that you're going to do a malacha the next day, but you yourself can't even say to yourself, I am going to do this malacha after Shabbos. The Be'er Halacha quotes some who disagree with this statement of the Rama in the name of the Rush, that you can't even say something to yourself, because when you are saying it to yourself, it is permitted, as the only prohibited action is asking advice from your friend on how you should go about doing it, etc., since the dibur comes before the malacha. However, if you just say something to yourself, such as, I'm going to do this tomorrow, then it is not prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah states that even though we said it's permitted to say you're going to go somewhere that's outside of the tchum because of the berganin, you are prohibited from saying, I'm going to ride to this place on a donkey, or I'm going to go in a wagon, since that is something which is aser, and there's no mutter way of riding a donkey, etc., it is prohibited. You just, all you can say is, I am going to go to this place tomorrow. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's permitted to say you're going to go out on a boat tomorrow, since there is a permissible fashion of going out on a boat on Shabbos, as we saw earlier in Simna Reish Memches Sif Gimel. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, therefore it is permitted to say that you are going to go somewhere, which the only way to get there is through a boat, since it's permissible to go out on a boat in a certain fashion on Shabbos. As well, if it's somewhere that you could get to by riding a bike, says Shlomo Zalman, that would also be permitted. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that you can say that you are planning on going to Israel, or from Israel to Chutz La'aretz, since there is a way to get there with a bike, and with a boat, and a lot of walking, since there is a way that you could get there in a permissible fashion, even though it is not likely, says Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it is permissible to say that you are going to that place, as long as you don't mention the prohibited way that you are planning on getting there.